Reporters writing news stories must be careful not to say someone is guilty before a trial in a court of law gives a decision. The expressions we use to talk about crime and punishment use combinations of prepositions and verbs. Today, we will look at some of these special patterns. You will often find the word suspect used as both a noun and a verb in news stories about a crime. As a noun, it is the person officials think may have done the crime. We use the preposition in with the noun form of suspect. For example,
the suspect in the robbery ran away.
As a verb, it is the act of believing someone is guilty of a crime or of doing something wrong. We use the preposition of with the verb form suspect. And you often hear the passive verb form.
Susan is suspected of selling drugs.
You will also notice that the noun and verb are pronounced differently. The noun has stress on the first syllable, suspect. The verb has stress on the second syllable, suspect. Another word you will notice in news stories is allege. Before a jury or a judge gives a decision, a reporter cannot say that someone has committed a crime. So the media use this word to show someone is a suspect. A person is alleged to have done something. For example,
Charles was alleged to have stolen the money.
When the police catch a suspect, we say they were arrested or put under arrest. If the reason for the arrest is given, you will find the preposition for nearby. Here is a sentence from our story on the murder of the Haitian president.
Among the suspects arrested for Moise's killing are 23 former Colombian soldiers.
The next word you will hear often is accuse, or to say that someone is guilty of a crime or a bad quality. The preposition following the object of this verb is of. Here is a sentence from a recent news story.
The United States and its major allies have accused China of working with criminal hackers to carry out major computer attacks worldwide.
The object of that sentence is China, so the preposition of comes after it. Anyone can accuse someone of a crime, but only an official can charge someone with wrongdoing. Here, you will find the preposition with following the object, as in this sentence from a story on the police officers involved in the death of George Floyd.
All four officers are charged with failure to provide Floyd with medical care.
After a suspect is charged, they must tell the court whether they are guilty or not. To plead guilty is to take the blame or responsibility for a crime. The Associated Press Guide for Writers says that the past tense for the legal word is pleaded. About half the time, you will read or hear people using pled as the past tense, which also is used. Our question is, what is the correct preposition to follow pleaded guilty? Here is one example from a story about people accused of leading protests in Hong Kong.
Joshua Wong pleaded guilty to organizing and taking part in the June 2019 demonstration outside Hong Kong's police headquarters.
When we use the word guilty, the preposition to comes before the condemned act. But when what follows is the word charges or crime, the preposition may be of. Here's an example from our story about the Bubble Man of San Francisco.
Later in life, he was found guilty of a crime and served time in prison.
I do not want to end this lesson on a down note, so I will give you one more verb pattern, After serving time, a criminal may be released from prison or jail. Recently, we reported this about several Hong Kong activists.
Conditions for their temporary release from jail include that they do not leave Hong Kong and that they hand over all travel documents.
My final advice is to do everything by the book. That means to follow the rules and stay out of trouble. And that's Everyday Grammar. I'm Jill Robbins.